We are now on the fifth Sunday of Lent. Basically, the Lenten season will be over this week. And next week will be the Passion Week, or we call it the Holy Week. So we are preparing ourselves for the Holy Week. As you've heard from the Gospel, there were Greeks who came to see Jesus because they were there because of the feast. They were preparing themselves for the feast of the Passover. They came all the way from Greece to Jerusalem to celebrate the Passover. And, well, they wanted to make use of the opportunity also to see Jesus when they were there. And they went, of course, and asked the disciples if they were able to see Jesus. You know, one thing I was very curious when I was reading this passage was that why the Greeks were interested in Jesus. Because normally what we hear, the Greeks are interested in philosophy, in mythology, in they have, you know, thousands of deities and gods and goddesses. So why were they interested in Jesus? Is it because curiosity, or they were searching or examining something about him, making an inquiry, or just to have a knowledge about him? So we don't know. You know, the writer, John, did not go further. And the whole atmosphere was dramatically changed. Instead of responding to the disciples, Jesus began to talk about himself. So the conversation was immediately directed at himself. And he was preparing his disciples the kind of death he's going to die and how it's going to happen. Well, the first reading from Jeremiah chapter 31, we hear something very special, the prophecy. The day will come when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah. And this covenant will not be like the old one. The old one, that means it is anachronistic and it is element and obsolete. Now it will be anew. So Jesus was preparing himself for that event when he will make that new covenant with us. The new and everlasting covenant. It's not only new, but it will be everlasting. It is a contract. And this contract is unbreakable, immutable, unchangeable. It will remain forever. So we will become people of the new covenant, new and everlasting covenant. And this is, and that was the mission of Jesus, in fact. And that new covenant will be sealed by his blood. Now, there are two issues here that we need to reflect upon. One is love, and the other one is suffering, because Jesus will suffer to show us that love. In the Gospel of John, chapter 3, I think, God so much loved the world that he gave his only Son. That is how God wanted to show his love to the world, by sacrificing his only Son. So there is love, there is suffering here. Saint Maximilian Kolbe, I think, who said, without sacrifice, there is no love. So if you want to show someone your love, you have to sacrifice yourself. I remember this blessed Gianna Molaf, an Italian woman. She was a pediatrician. She was a mother. And when she was giving birth, she was given two options: to save her life or to save the life of the new she was preparing to give birth. And she sacrificed herself and she saved her daughter. Immediately, because of the complication, she died. But her option was that she would die and save her daughter. And she did it. And she was, St. John Paul II beatified her. Blessed John. She is now the patron saint of mothers and born children and pediatrician. And she said something very, very, very touching before she died. We cannot suffer without love. And we cannot love without suffering. And she showed that by her example. And Pope Benedict the 16th said, you know, this cross always reminds us that there is no love without suffering, and there is no gift of life without pain. So, you know, this love and suffering, they always go together. And this is how the new and everlasting covenant was sealed, and we became people of the new covenant. So how do we keep now this new covenant alive, vibrant, meaningful in our lives? And this is a challenge, and this is a question for each one of us that we need to reflect upon and pray always. We are people of the new covenant, and how to make it meaningful, how we can make ourselves always aware of that. Well, one is our participation in the Eucharist. Active participation in the Eucharist, because that's where we see Jesus. And also practicing gospel values and virtues. Let us, especially in this time of Lent, we have now almost 1 week before we enter into the Holy Week. Let us reflect upon the values and virtues of the gospel. Humility, simplicity, compassion, charity, kindness, forgiveness. Let us see how we are practicing, how we really live these virtues in our lives. And let us ask the Lord in this Eucharistic celebration to give us the grace, to give us the energy, the strength we need to be aware of these virtues, and that we may always practice them so that we may glorify God by being the new and everlasting people of the covenant.